As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And I pause and consider, how is God looking at me now as I sit before him in prayer? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I ponder, what does God desire for me now? In this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life. Again, if I have no sense of God's desire for me, I ask him directly. Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? And I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Love, strength, courage, faith, tenderness, serenity, joy. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to the scripture for the prayer, Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 to 14, the parable of the wedding banquet. I call to mind the parable that Jesus tells, where the kingdom of heaven is compared to the king who gives a wedding banquet. I recall how he sends his slaves to those who have been invited, and how they reject the invitation, being too busy on the farms with their business. And those who seize the slaves maltreat them and kill them. I recall the king's anger. And how he then sends a slave to the main streets to invite everyone gathered there, good and bad. And so the wedding hall is filled. I recall how one guest is not wearing appropriate clothing, and how the king has him thrown out. I imagine the place the landscape as those who work for the king go out to talk to the guests. I notice the scenery. What do I see? The horizon, buildings, hills, trees. What does this place look like? The wedding hall. I look around. What do I see? I breathe in deeply and I notice the fragrances around me. What do I smell? Flowers, animals, food, people, perfume. Notice the fragrances, the smells in the air as I breathe in. The taste in my mouth. the dryness or wetness in my mouth. Feel the air on my skin, and I notice the temperature, warm, cool, hot, cold. How does the temperature feel to me? And I notice the moisture in the air, or the dryness. I feel the breeze, or the stillness of the air on my skin. Feel my clothes on my body, the texture of the cloth against my skin. My feet in my shoes, or barefoot. I notice the sensation of my feet on the ground. And I listen. What sounds can I hear around me? Clattering in the kitchen, perhaps. Animals in the background. The busyness of society. People talking. Laughing, crying perhaps, children playing, conversations, the tone and the feel of conversations. I listen to the sounds around me. I place myself in this scene. Where am I? Who am I? notice the people around me. Perhaps I am with them. Perhaps I am not one of them. I notice what they are doing. And I listen to their conversation. I notice the king as he sends his workers to fetch those who have been invited. How does the king look to me? How does the king regard his servants? And I notice their demeanor as they respond to his request. I observe the king's response when he hears of the fate of his servants. I notice what I am feeling. Who am I as the slaves gather those all around to come to the wedding feast? What am I feeling as the hall is filled with everyone from everywhere? Anyone who would accept the invitation? As the king enters the hall, I observe his demeanor. I notice the atmosphere of the guests at the wedding. Who am I in this scene? What am I feeling? as the king stops at one who has rejected the gift of the wedding robe. I notice the way the king addresses him or her. How does this guest respond? I observe or notice or participate in what happens next. What am I feeling? I talk to God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.